I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, road construction could be a victim of the budget impasse and an area business fighting back on a social media rumor. That and more coming up. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. And Tim, let's start with the road construction. The contractors say that some of the projects won't be able to go into the new fiscal year if there was no state budget.
Well, actually, they've already started shutting down the road projects statewide, Sean. The Illinois Department of Transportation last week advised contractors they'd no longer pay them as of July 1 unless there is a state budget, and recommended that the contractors go ahead and stop the kind of preparatory work of tearing up old pavement or removing bridge decks, grading, that type of thing. So they've already started that. And as a result, there's already been at least a handful of layoffs. And one of the contracting associations made the point to us yesterday that even now, if there was a budget today, there's going to be added cost of restarting those projects. So that's where we are. We were here at the same place this time last year. And of course, we got a temporary spending plan.
So could it be that some of these projects are just going to be left unfinished and, you know, you'll be driving where you might have been driving on two lanes, could be driving on one lane? How's that going to work?
Well, one of the things they'll be doing over the next few days is securing these sites. They'll put up motorist notification signs, that type of thing, just to make sure drivers are aware of it. But, you know, essentially they would be leave the work site as is until there is a spending plan. And we should also mention here, this is not just roads and bridges. It also affects airport projects and the Illinois High-Speed Rail Program. That construction, which is almost finished after five some years, would also have to stop if there is no state budget. So this is already having a real effect out there, and certainly everyone's hoping some sort of resolution by June 30th.
Well, something else that's being put on hold, at least temporarily, the idea of naming rights for some locations at the state fairgrounds, both in Springfield and DuQuoin. The Fairgrounds Foundation that was created wanted to do some naming rights to raise money, especially for repairs and upkeep, and they're now waiting on a legal opinion?
They are. You'll recall during the 2016 Illinois State Fair, Governor Rauner announced the Illinois Fairgrounds Foundation had been formed. This was a independent, not-for-profit. And one of the things that they're really counting on is to sell naming rights to some of the fairgrounds buildings to help pay for this estimated $180 million worth of repairs and maintenance needed in Springfield and DuQuoin. But a key question out there right now is whether they have the legal authority to do that. And one of the states they point to that they say does it right is Iowa. The Iowa Blue Ribbon Foundation has raised $135 million in 25 years for fairgrounds operations and repairs. But the key difference being the Iowa Foundation is written into state law. They have that authority. The Illinois Foundation, they're not so sure yet.
Something that was a bit of a bizarre story, but probably happens quite often. One area business was caught up as being the subject of a Facebook rumor, and that spread. Tell us more about it. It involved Knights Action Park.
Well, this was last week. Knights Action Park, the amusement park, water park at the south edge of Springfield. Someone in Joliet who had not even been at the park but heard it from someone else posted on Facebook that a bacteria had been discovered in the water, that a child had gotten ill as a result. None of this was true. It didn't happen. But as we all know in watching social media, that rumor took off. Within a few hours, it had been shared approximately 2,000 times. Now, the owner of Knights Action Park, he jumped into action immediately, responded on Facebook, started doing media interviews, including with the State Journal Register, just to knock this down. But it was just an example of how quickly a social media rumor can spread and how businesses need to be ready to respond to that.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.